walk in obedience to the Word. I got tickled at Brother John McCall, who was up there, and every service, he'd take at least 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how many people would come up. But he'd bring people up. He said, "Is there anybody here that's got pain?" He said, "You need to come up here. I don't want you to have to sit here with pain." And so anywhere from 5 to 10 or 15 people would come up, and he'd sit there, and he says, "Where's your pain?" "Well, my neck or my arm or my back or whatever." And he'd say, "Have you got unforgiveness towards somebody?" "Well, yeah." He said, "God tolerates zero unforgiveness." He said, "If you're not willing to get rid of that unforgiveness, I can't get you healed." But he said, "You repent." So whatever their sin was, and, you know, people don't realize the importance of sin. They don't know scriptures like this because ain't none of these people reigning. You know, they're just barely living. They're certainly not reigning. But the church is not reigning. Amen. You know, we're just living. You know, and we're living in torment like Ruby was all those years with her high blood pressure problem and her seizures and all that stuff. And then she got fed up of being sick and tired. And she got a hold of the Word.
Amen.
And her and her husband stood together and they kicked out them devils. But Brother John would have some of them say, he'd pray with them and everything and rebuke the pain and everything. And then he said, "Now what happened?" Somebody said, "Wow, it's gone. He said, "Well, praise God." And I got tickled whenever, after two or three or four of them would get healed, no pain. He sat there and he said, "You know, if this was a football game and the guy just run a touchdown, y'all would be jumping up and screaming." He said, "Jesus has run 4 touchdowns, ain't nobody even said nothing." And I thought, well, you know, he's right. He's right. And then he'd be a little lady, he'd come up there, you know, and she'd say, "Well, I got this pain in my arm." And he'd speak to it and everything. And he said, "Now what happened?" She said, "Well, I got a little bit of pain left." He said, "Well, you want to keep it? Is it okay for just a little bit of the devil to stay in you? You know, you had a whole bunch when you come in here. You said on a little scale of 1 to 10, you had about an 8 on pain. And now it's down to a 2. So you want to leave a little devil in you? I don't want any in me, do you?" He said, "Okay, let me show you what to do. One more time, say, 'I repent of every sin.'" Now they said, "A little bit of pain." He said, Mark 11:23, "Speak to it, say, 'A little bit of pain.' I bind you, I command you in Jesus' name to loose me and to go away from me and never come back in the name of Jesus." He said, he'd lead them through it. I say, "You do that." And when they would do it, he said, "Now what happened to your pain?" And every time, it's gone. Isn't that amazing? And you know what? You know why he said that the Lord told him to teach the people how to do that themselves? He said, "You have the same power in you that I have in me. The same Jesus. You have the same ability, if you're walking in obedience to the Word, to speak to your pain." Because he said, "The Lord showed me that they're fixing, it's not going to be long, that they're going to come to all pastors and they're going to take them out and they're either going to put them in prison or they're going to behead them. All preachers are going to be killed in America." So he said, "I ain't going to be here with you." He said, "Thurman ain't going to be here with you. When you have pain, you can't say, 'Oh, let me go down to that church. Thurman can lay hands on me and I know I'll get healed.'" And I can. And we've seen that. But do you know, if I can teach you, you got that same power in you. You can be doing it the same way. Isn't it going to be something what we're getting ready to undergo in America? You know that law that Ted Kennedy passed the other day, that he hooked that onto one of the other bills. Some of you might have read it. Several people sent it out on the internet. But if he gets the fulfillment of that thing done, if I were to say something, even read it out of the scripture, about a person being a pervert or homosexual, I could be terrorized and fined just like a terrorist. Put me in the same level as a terrorist. And they can put me in jail and lock me up. Because that's a hate crime. It don't make a difference. God said, "I don't like perverts." But he also said, "I don't like murders." He also said, "I don't like lying." He said a lot of things, didn't he? He said, I don't like adultery. I don't like fornication. So, you know, the devil don't want us to teach the Word of God. You know it?
Amen.
So?
Tell me about the gift of righteousness.
That gift of righteousness, that Jesus is the gift of righteousness. He is the righteous one. And whenever you got saved and accepted Him, according to 1 Corinthians 5, you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So that means you, this gift of righteousness, this free gift, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're supposed to become a new creature. A new man, a new woman. That old man and old woman is supposed to die. We're going to see that here in this book of Romans. So this gift of righteousness, again, everything that Jesus did for us is given to us as a free gift. All we got to do is receive it by faith. But if we will receive this gift of righteousness, we shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I love reigning in life, don't you? I love, like Ruby. Is it better to reign in life with no sickness and disease, Ruby? Ooh, so much better. I mean, when she spent half of her vacation every year at home or sick, that ain't reigning in life, is it? You got bitterness and strife towards your next door neighbor. That ain't reigning. That's bondage. That's what makes us sick. We got to get over that nonsense. We got to walk holy and obedient to the Word of God. So therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Justification. I have been made just as if I had never sinned in my life. Now, praise God. Is that good news? All right, let's go to the next. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Now, who is made righteous? Anybody that accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And aren't we grateful for that? Okay, now let's see what he says. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now then, let's go to the next chapter, 6, 1 and 2. Now look what we've got here. It's wonderful what we've got. What should we say then? I'm once saved, always saved. Let me go out there and live with my best girlfriend. Oh, that ain't the way it is, Ernie. Let me get angry and go to rage and all that kind of stuff. That ain't what it says either. What should we say then? Should we continue in sin? Absolutely. Grace. We're living under grace. Let's just live in sin. I can do anything I want to. Once saved, always saved. That's not what that says, is it? What should we say then? Should we continue in sin that grace may abound? Absolutely, absolutely is what the Word says, right? Praise God, I can sin all I want to. Is that what it says?
No.
How much sin can I have under grace? That doesn't fit a lot of churches, does it? What should we say then? Should we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid? Then look at the rest of that. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I'll tell you how we can do it. We don't stay dead very well. I mean, somebody says, I ain't never seen nobody raised from the dead. Oh, you're lying there. You've seen a lot of people raised from the dead. If you've looked at a Christian, you've seen those that have died and rose, died and rose, and died and rose. Is that true? Oh, we do a good job of dying for a little while, don't we? And then something happens we don't like. Wow. You talk about rising up. Wow. We said we can do a good job of raising this beast from the dead, can't we, Keith? Oh, yeah. It's easy. It's easy. But the Lord says, God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin? How can we live any longer therein? How do you do it? How do you sin if you're dead to sin? If you're dead to sin, you don't. Yeah. But unfortunately, I don't care how sweet you are, how young you are, or how old you are. I mean, you know, we can go back to children, let a little 8-year-old child get saved. Man, you can get him saved at church, and he's the sweetest little thing. And he can walk out that door beating his sister in the head. Is that right? Yeah. And daddy's over and said, let me get that switch a hold of you. Stop that. Stop hitting your little sister. Or the little sister's antagonizing him, you know. Hey, I mean, is that the same way we are? Yeah, we may do it a little differently, but that's exactly the way we are. How shall we hear? Paul is asking the question. God forbid that because of grace, once we get saved, that we should ever sin again. God forbid. We're not supposed to ever sin. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? His question is, how could we do this? You can't sin. You're dead. Okay, let's go to the next couple. Do you know you not? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? How many of you have been baptized? You know, when you went under that water, you're supposed to die. It's like I've said many times, the only problem, the old boy didn't hold me down quite long enough. He didn't hold me down long enough because I come up out of that water, probably wasn't very long at all till I was already right back in sin. Isn't that unfortunate that we do that? Yep. But we're learning, aren't we? We are learning. As many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death. Therefore, we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.